last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan and this is day 22. What a wild ride. And to look back at the entirety of the general election campaign and where we go from here is Today FM's political correspondent Sean Defoe. What now, Sean? It's polling day. What do we do?
Christmas Eve as we get into polling day now for them. Yeah, it feels strange, doesn't it? Like, it feels like it's been a really short campaign, but also the longest campaign of our lives.
Yeah.
So many ways when you're covering
nothing's happened, yet everything's happened.
Yeah, like, it's a weird one in that I think people are actually quite engaged, and yet it hasn't been like a really big issue election. There hasn't been one big dominant issue that we've all crystallized around, but people are still wanting to know. I think I was kind of thinking earlier this week would turnout be down, and I'm sort of reversing that a little bit.
Okay.
I think it'll actually be pretty okay because people are engaging when they do get talking on the doors. People are all talking about the election, even if it's not all that interesting.
Yeah, somebody suggested to me that if it was a snooker frame, they would have re-racked.
I don't follow snookers, so I don't really know what that means.
Okay, fine. So we've had the campaign. People have now voted. Mm-hmm. What happens now?
Yeah, well, look, people will be... Once they're voting, they've had the results come in, they get put into the ballot boxes overnight, they get brought to the count centres, and then they're all sorted through. And basically what they do then is they come up with what's your valid poll, how many people have voted, that gives you your quotas, and we start to get an indication of the turnout of figures and how many people actually came out to vote. After that, it's a bit of a marathon. Mm. And it could be even longer this time around because you've got a record number of candidates, 685 odd, nearly 700 candidates across the country. I think it was 525 last time. So you've got about an extra 150 people to... And many of them will be no-hopers, but they still have to be sorted through and gone through.
So, and there's more votes to go through too.
And there's more votes because there's more people. Yeah. So there'll be more of that and more seats to be filled across the country. Longer counts, 4 and 5 seat constituencies. So you'll probably get, hopefully, an idea of tallies by maybe lunchtime on Saturday. I wouldn't expect a first count anywhere before probably 6 or 7 o'clock on the Saturday, and then some of them could go into Monday, some of them could even go maybe to Tuesday in the really long constituencies.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock the polls will close tonight and there will be an exit poll. This is from RT, Irish Times, TG Cahir. There's a few other thrown in there, isn't there?
Yeah, I can't remember everyone, but they're the main ones contributing towards it anyway. So we'll get that at 10 p.m. and that will be a really interesting picture of where the campaign has gone, because obviously we had the Red Sea poll on Wednesday, 1,000 people, and that was done between the 26th and the 20th of November. And someone pointed out to me from Fianna Fáil actually that didn't take in, as much as everyone was saying that took in the Kanturk incident with the Taoiseach and the carer, 3 days of it didn't. So half of that poll didn't actually take in whether there was a proper backlash to that incident. So they were wondering, of course they were spinning, could Fine Gael actually be down below what they were in that poll, which was 20%, and the Fianna Fáil might be at an up day. It looks advantage Fianna Fáil. It also looked advantage Fianna Fáil going into the last election, and they didn't capitalise on the seats. And even on count day on the Saturday, it looked as though they were in frame for maybe 8 more seats than they got, and then final seats just didn't bounce their way. They were transfer toxic. I wonder, has that changed a bit? That poll suggested Fianna Fáil were more transfer friendly than any other party. So it's really going to be interesting, and this election is going to run into the late hours of Sunday before we actually get a picture of who's going to be the biggest party.
Yeah. And then when we get the results, we still don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, we'll know how many seats there are. We know who will be the biggest parties and in the ascendancy. And in a way, we kind of do know what's going to happen. Like, no one's going to talk to Sinn Féin. They have the bigger parties.
They say that. Fianna Fáil said last time they wouldn't talk to Fine Gael.
True, they did. I believe it a bit more this time because their policies are just so far apart. Like, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, policy-wise, it's not that big a difference in them. On a few points, they had to compromise and they still made 6 months of it and a big show and dance and all the rest of it and everything that went on during COVID. So I don't think that they will, or certainly they won't do it at once. What might delay things in the early while is this idea of a left bloc of the Greens and the Sock Dems and Labours. Will they actually come together? They'll have to do their own negotiating among themselves. Will they want to do all that before they even negotiate with the larger party? Then you could get into the independents. That's like herding cats, trying to get them all on the same page, and can be a nightmare. So someone suggested to me there could be a government before Christmas. I don't think there's a chance of that. The Dáil has to sit on the 18th. It's legally mandated to sit every so often while they're waiting to actually decide who the government is going to be. So I'd say you'll see a bit of progress towards the 18th. Then they'll kick it off for Christmas and say we'll come back in the new year and try to form a government then. But I mean, at the moment, it looks like take two of your bigger parties and tack on a Labour or a Soc Dems or somebody, and you should have your numbers.
But technically, until that point, it's not like we don't have a government.
No.
The PTA is disbanded. we will have a caretaker government. It's the government from the last door.
Yeah, the existing government, you know, people call them caretakers. There's not any caretaker on the title. They are the government. They made an awful lot of decisions in that caretaker capacity when COVID hit the wall before there was a government. So they still have full powers to do everything. They just tend not to make any massive big policy decisions because they don't really have a mandate.
Have you enjoyed it?
I have. As much as everyone is saying it's sort of dull and boring, like, I have enjoyed it. It's been a weird campaign. And I heard Matt Cooper talking about this the other day, that so many parties sort of changes it. Like, you really can't get into the manifestos, I don't feel, in the same way that you could have as a punter, let alone as a Polcor, because there's just so many of them.
And is it because, like, there's going to have to be a coalition, so these manifestos are going to have to be watered down?
Oh, 100%. You take any manifesto, any promises that you've been given, it's going to be tossed into a pot and swirled around, and it might get plucked out as a policy. Some of them are more likely than others. Childcare, for example, almost all the parties have promised €200 monthly cost for childcare, whereas you think some of the other issues, like housing, they're quite far apart if you take Labour and the government or the Soc Dems or the Greens or whatever. So I have enjoyed the campaign, to go back to your question, because I'm a bit of a political nerd. I'm really looking forward to Count Weekend, as much as I don't really sleep throughout the 48 odd hours of it. But it's going to be fascinating. There are so many battles and constituencies across the country, Longford West Meath, Cork South West, some of the Dublins, where the final seats look like there'll be a swing between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. If they all go in one direction, how does that end up? Yeah. How does it make it for government formation talks? And then if there is a significant gap, which there could be, between the two largest parties, when does the question of you're going to be our junior partner, there won't be a rotating Taoiseach?
You mentioned that before, the rotating Taoiseach, and will that happen again? And do you have an idea of, you've presumably asked the parties.
The sense seems to be, if it's five or six seats in the difference, rotating Taoiseach. If it's seven or eight, that's when the questions start. Okay. If it's any more than that, I mean, if it was to be 10, then I think it's pretty nailed on. But I just don't see any party having a 10-point gap or 10-seat gap on the others when it comes to the larger ones. So that's your magic number. Sort of 7 or 8 is when the question starts to become, actually. But it would be suicidal for either a Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil to enter as a junior coalition partner and not have a rotating Taoiseach. It would be guaranteeing they would be the junior partner, and next time out they'd be absolutely hammered for it. So you could see a situation like we saw in 2020, when for a little while Fine Gael walked off the pitch saying they were going to go into opposition, and then when it became clear the numbers weren't there anywhere else, they came back and said, right, well, now we'll go to the negotiating table. And these are all the little things that mean government formation could take several months. I enjoy campaigns, I don't enjoy those. So I'm not looking forward to it.
And one last question, Sean, and I'm going to borrow the name of your podcast, Call It.
Call It. Fianna Fáil will be the largest party. They will have somewhere in the region of 45 to 47 seats. Fine Gael will be somewhere between 38 and 41. Sinn Féin, 34 to, best day, 38 seats, I think. And then smattering, I don't think you see any other party above 10, maybe 30-odd independents. And Soc Dems and Labour have stalled a bit. I see them coming 6 to 9, maybe. I could see Labour getting to 9. I just can't see anyone else getting to 10. A really fractured Dáil is essentially what I'm calling
brilliant
for after this.
Great. After all that, it's still fractured.
After all that, it's not that dissimilar to what it was 4 years ago.
Brilliant.
After all the change. So
brilliant.
There you go.
Brilliant. It's almost as if we didn't need the election. Today FM, Sean Defoe, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Ben.
The last word on the general election 2024. Today FM.